Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. L'ilui Nishmas, Sora Malkabas Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we're in Masechta Uktzim. We are in the first parak, Mishnayos Hey and Vav. And just to remind you, we have been dealing with the concept of Ukatz, which is a stem, which has the ability to connect to the fruit itself, which could become Tameh with Tumas Ochlin. And so when we deal with certain stems, those stems are able to be mitame or mitame, to convey a tumah and to give off a tumah, right? And we also have a concept called the shomer, something that protects the food itself. Something that is a shomer has the ability to join with the fruit itself to be able to go ahead and meet a minimum requirement for a size for tumas ochel, which is a kebetza. So our Mishnah now continues with the discussion. What if I have stems, any handle of food that we crushed on the threshing floor? Torim, they are all of a sudden going to be considered tor because they're separated. And Rabbi Yossi says, well, since we can go ahead and mix them together, the stalks are yados because they can be turned over with a pitchfork, and they make it easier for the turning over the grain with the pitchfork. So crushing the stalks does not indicate that we're not interested in the stalks anymore, and so therefore it would retain its status of tumah. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi here, and so therefore once it's been crushed, there is an indication that we're not interested in the stem, and therefore it's considered detached. Psika shel eshkol shirikna. What if you have a snippet of a cluster of grapes where you take off the grapes? Tahora said also is Tahora, it's no longer going to be considered part of the eshkol, part of the cluster. Shir bar gagir echad mit tamea. But if you held on to a single grape, it's going to be considered tamei. Sharvit shel tamara shirikna otar. If you have a spikelet of dates that you took off the date, it's going to be Torah for the same reason. Shir bo tamara achas tamei. But if you left one date on the spike, so that's going to be considered tamei. V'chein bekitnes. And the same thing is going to be true in terms of beans. In other words, sharvit shirikno, if you have a pod, a pea pod, that is totally emptied, right? So tor, the pod is going to be tor. But shirbo gargir echad, if you left a single pea inside the pod, so then the pod is going to be still protecting that pea, and it's going to be able to be tamei. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah mitar b'shal pol u'mitamei b'shal kitnis. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that's true, that when it comes to fava beans by pol, because they're so thick, they don't really need the extra stem. Even if it gets mixed around, you can go ahead and grab a hold of them, of the beans. So therefore, he says it's going to be unnecessary. But umetami b'shal kitnis, but he says when it comes to the smaller beans, that is not going to be the case, and it's going to remain tamei, because Mimeshu Rosa b'mishmushan, he wants to use the pods in order to be able to gather the peas themselves. And so that, therefore, makes a differentiation. But we don't paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. We have the rule by all of the beans in the same way. If you get rid of the bean of the peas inside the pod, or whatever the bean is inside the outer shell is now going to be considered tahor. When we deal with the stems of figs or chickpeas or buxar or carob, so these things serve and are able to convey and contract tuma, and they also combine to with the food themselves to be able to meet a minimum size for tuma. Rabbi Yossi Omer afa ukat stalatz. It's even true for the extension of a gourd like a cucumber or a zucchini. Ukse ha'agasim, when we're dealing with the stems of the pears, or our kermustalin vaprishin, or apples, or quinces, vauzradin, or sorb, ukad stalas tefach, when we talk about the size, so it's got the size of a Greek gourd that's being discussed in the Mishnah, it's a tefach, extends for tefach. Ukad's kundes tefach, the stem of an eggplant is also a tefach. And Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok Omer Tfachaim, he says for that it's two tfachim. Sarilu metamin metamin below mitzdarfim. Those things are not protectors, they're not shomrim, but they are considered uktzin. Ushar kolat uktzin, but when we deal with other sorts of stems, those things don't contract tumah, lo metamin, velo metamin, they don't convey a sense of tumah, and certainly by definition they aren't going to be considered a shomer as well. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning with the second parak. Everyone have a fantastic, wonderful day.